And here it is, that exquisite, dry, Neo-Bachian octet from 1923. It's chic, it's asymmetrical, it's just dissonant enough. A witty linguistic transformation of Bach into Stravinsky. But this neoclassic approach doesn't by any means have to be witty. It can be severely solemn, as in this piano concerto he wrote in the same year as the octet.